podcast, I'm going to look at showing you how to make eSpeak sound a little bit more natural. I have not done this to this machine yet, so I figured I want to do this, and I'm going to demonstrate it at the same time. Before I continue, the volume of my screen reader is probably going to come out distorted, so I will go ahead and quickly change that. Let's see here.
Voice settings dialog. Voice. Record control.
Okay, that should be better. Let's check that once again, though.
Start menu. Menu. Start button. Record control. Record.
All right, now down to action. It sounds very good. If you can't hear that, which you should be able to, but if it's a little quiet, I do apologize. I don't have a professional recording studio, unfortunately, but we'll make do as best as possible. So before I go ahead and get into this, actually demonstrating how to do this, I'm going to kind of explain to you what it is. So we're going to be making eSpeak sound a little bit more natural, because as you heard when we went into the start menu.
Start menu, menu. Internet 1.8, email 2.8, DW Connect 3.8, Learn Notepad 4.8, create and edit text files using basic fingerpanic F5.8, start button.
Sounds like that, not very natural. Well, this one's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be based off of recordings of human speech. It's using a synthesis technique called Ambrolla, which was developed in Belgium. So we're going to go ahead and do that. This is going to require that we install two components. The first component is the eSpeak SAPI 5 itself. That is not too hard to go ahead and do. I will make another podcast devoted to that. So I'm going to assume in this one that you have some knowledge of how to do that. I will spend a little bit of time on the installation of that, but I'm going to assume that you have kind of that covered. And then the second part, you're going to have to install the PC Windows version of Ambrolla Tools version 3.5. So we'll get there in a moment with that. When I do eSpeak SAPI 5, I always use the development version because it offers the best pronunciation qualities. So let's get started on that. To get to the development page, I'm going to give you the direct link. I'm going to launch my internet browser from the start menu. I'm running Windows XP.
Start menu, menu, internet, email, to internet, 1.8. Open your internet browser.
Enter on internet.
Taskbar, about colon blank Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Okay, I will press Alt-D for the address bar.
Address combo box collapsed. Edit, selected about colon blank.
And yes, you notice this is running IE6. I have to go and update that. I will make sure I do that, but I have not done that yet. The page I'm going to head you to is eSpeak.sf.net/test/latest.html. We'll just type that in. ES.
Select.
That's Echo Sierra. P is in Peter. E is in Echo. A is in Alpha. K dot SF. So that's Sierra Foxtrot dot net/test/latest.html. We press enter.
HTML. Here are the latest development versions of eSpeak and eSpeak Edit Separator.
And now we're in a list. We see that there's a Linux version.
Here are the latest separator. Heading level 2 eSpeak. Linux version plus. Source code. Link eSpeak 1.47.05a.zip 10.apra.2013.
That is not the one we want. I will go down. Let me slow that down a little bit, because if you're new to eSpeak, I don't want this to be overwhelming. I apologize, I should have done that before now.
Rate 45, rate 30.
Okay, we'll put it at 30. We want the one that says Win, so we're going to go ahead and find that.
Windows SAPI 5 and command line versions of eSpeak.
There it is.
Link eSpeak 1.47.05a.win.zip.
We'll press enter there.
File download.
And we'll save it.
Save it to the desktop. Combo box, my documents collapsed. Save my computer, my document, desktop, my document.
Oh, what the hey, we'll do my documents.
Save button, alt.
I'll press enter.
140 KB.
then it will download it. Just give it a moment here to download the thing to the disk. It's not that large, it's only... Well, there you have it, it's done. Now,
open button,
I'm going to press...
Compressed zipped folder never dialog. The compressed zipped folder is invalid or corrupted. OK button.
Internet Explorer 6 has some difficulties with this website for some reason.
Therefore,
I do not know why. Because...
Record comp.
Sorry about that. My keyboard kind of slipped. Okay, I'm gonna try something.
Confirm. No, yes, my document.
Alright. Let me pause the
record.
Record. Okay, I apologize to be misleading on this, but I'm going to unfortunately have to use the officially released version of eSpeak. Because Internet Explorer hates downloading from the development section. That will probably be fixed when I decide to take the time to upgrade my browser, but, well, I'll make do in this podcast. Okay, where are we here? Okay, we gotta go
start
to the internet again.
Internet about colon.
We're gonna go to eSpeak.
Select.
.sf.net.
Net. eSpeak. Speak.
And we go to download.
Download eSpeak. Download link. eSpeak.
And then we go...
eSpeak downloads SourceForge. Readme link. eSpeak 1.47.05. Source.zip link.
What? Did he seriously just... Okay. He's following along with the development versions, I see, because he's really releasing new versions of this thing quick. I mean, I... Ooh.
eSpeak 1.47.05. Win.zip link.
Well, we'll hit that link.
51%, 68%, 100%,
and
download these.
In a moment, we should get the little information bar. There it is.
Information, download eSpeak, dialogue, content, download eSpeak, speech synthesis from source, privacy dialogue, the pre- not
ch-
download eSpeak, speech synthesis from sourceforge.net, my file down.
And where?
All while files open, but download eSpeak. Speech synthesis from sourceforge.net. Microsoft Inter. Downloading from site. http://givelocity.dl.sourceforge.net/from/eSpeak1.47.05win1.zip. Folder new list. eSpeak 1.47.0. Select. Folder. Setup eSpeak.
We're going to run setup eSpeak.
Compressed zip. Cancel run button.
And I'm running it inside the zip folder. That is fine to do because the only other file in there is the README, which, of course, the setup does not depend on that. I'm going to press the
run
button.
File download secure.
And well, I hit run again.
eSpeak was set up. Dialog welcome. Cut
next.
Next. To continue. Click.
It's asking browse me for the destination
next
folder. I hit next.
Enter voice names.
Enter voice names.
NNF2. I'm selecting NNF2.
I'm going to let it install the regular
selection
English voice. So I'm writing EN.
Edit. Selected.
I'm going to clear the EN
blank
US.
Blank.
And in there, I'm going to put in the letters M. B, Mike Bravo, hyphen,
MB,
US 2,
2, blank,
now,
edit, blank, at next button,
I'm going to press on the next,
to continue,
I'm going to press enter on this, this is asking where it wants to go in the start menu, I press enter,
install button,
I press install,
next, cancel button, 100%,
and it finishes,
not finish button,
uncheck the checkbox to view the README, and I hit finish,
eSpeak 1.4,
so, now, that part is done. Now, there's instructions
Explorer
on the eSpeak.sourceforge.net homepage on how to set this up. However, I will not take you through there because I know how to get there through the actual Umbrella homepage. It's a very long address, so...
Record control icon to security alert icon
might,
1. Security.
You might want
in the two more info button. OK button.
Ahead and
more in the
store
future.
This somewhere.
In the future, do not show this OK button. eSpeak.
Okay.
Speech synthesis free audio. Security alert. Security record. Security. eSpeak. Speech. Security. eSpeak. Security. eSpeak. Speech synthesis. eSpeak. Record. eSpeak. Record. Com. eSpeak.
Okay, now.
Address.
The address to this is
www.tcts.
FPMS, so that's Foxtrot Peter Mike Sierra dot
FDMS.
AC Alpha Charlie dot BE, that's Bravo Echo B. Slash Synthesis SYNTHESIS
Synthesis.
Slash Embrola MBROLA. I press enter.
Embrola. 46%, the Embrola Project homepage, frame http, slash,
now,
out of blank, 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 link mirror sites.
I'm going to press K to get to the next link. I'm looking for one that says download.
New, home link, license link, download link.
I'll press download. And it will load.
Record.
Okay.
Record contract.
So.
The Embrola.
I need to find.
Blank link
the
download.
Download link. Here it is.
Blank link text to speech.
Oh, you know, wait.
Out of frame downloading Embrola heading left.
Okay, this is a very interesting page. It does not load a new page when you click a link. That is the thing about that. It just adds the heading to the page on that. So it says downloading the Embrola. We need to down arrow now.
Heading level 4 license agreement. Have you read the license agreement for non-commercial, non-military use of the program and...
Well, yeah, we'll just tab.
Here link. Databases if not, click. Link here not. If you don't agree with the term, link Embrola team. If you do agree, go ahead. Heading level 4, don't forget to subscribe to the Embrola mailing list.
You do not have to subscribe to the list.
Embrola news at tcts, colon, email to, link, is all, embro, link, Embrola, unsubscribe, colon, sub, questions and issue, okay. Email to with them, send another, heading level 4, what you will have to copy. One mandatory, the kernel, composed of the, link, Embrola binary, and voices, not the zip files you should
okay,
copy.
Okay, Embrola binary and voices, we will click that.
Copying bin and databases document.
Now we have to press the H key to go by heading.
No next heading.
No we don't. Sorry about that.
List with 74 items. Link Benimar dot Costa. Bullet. Link BR3. Brazilian port.
Whoa.
Out of list, out of frame, frame. Link mirror sites. Blank, blank, blank. Link blank. Link new. Blank. Link new. TTS box. Blank, blank, link home, blank, link license.
What is this? Okay.
Out of frame, frame copying the Embrola bin and databases heading level 6. If your current connection, link mirror sites, link installation and usage of Embrola. One getting the Embrola binary head.
Here it is. Okay, now we have to tab to the PC slash Windows link.
List with 28 items, PC slash Windows. Embrola tools document.
Okay, now.
Out of list, Embrola.dll, Embrola engine. MBRL55.zip link. List with 2 items. Elaine Ruel link. Address combo. The M. Elaine Ruel Olivia Plateau link. Out of list MBRL55. Install package 1.8 MB for using Embrola with Windows link.
There it is. I press enter on this.
File download security warning dialog. Do you want to run or save this file? Name. Embrola tools 35. The while
Embrola
run save
tools
personal
35.
Test.
I press enter.
Save as save save can save. Save in. Combo box my doc cap
save. Just press the save button and it will save to the My Documents folder. This is not a big file at all.
File download dialog saving.
Okay.
14%.
Oh, it's gonna take a little while. I will go ahead and
26%.
Wait on that.
Forty-seven percent.
Alright, I'll pause the recording while it goes ahead and downloads.
The Embrola record control record.
Okay, so you missed it, but the download is complete now. I'm going to go to the Documents folder.
Start menu, menu, internet, my doc.
And find that
type.
File, I press M.
My music, my pick, my bit, Embrola tools 35.exe.
Press enter.
Open file security warning, all this run button alt R.
Press run.
My setup Embrola tools dialog cat next personal 10 unavailable Embrola tools I do not
this
accept.
This is the license agreement. You have
next.
To press up arrow to get to the I accept radio button and you have to press enter.
To continue, Click.
Now we're
C.
being asked where we would like to install this.
Browse Mac next.
I'll press next.
Select the components.
Okay, select the components. I'm not letting it read because I can do a better job of explaining it than it can. So, on that, the only option here, or at least appears to me, you see as I up arrow, there's only...
Select the components you want to install. Clear the components you do not want to install. Click next when you are ready to continue. Typical installation.
Okay. Only option here available is typical, so I'll press next.
Back button next button continue. Draw back button
now,
alt grab to continue. Embrola tools.
That's
select
where it wants
button,
to go in
button.
The start, start menu. That's fine. It'll go into the Embrola tools submenu. I'll press enter.
Install.
And
cancel. Click back button. Install.
I'll press install.
Finish. Cancel button.
Ooh, it's
set
done
up the finished installing Embrola tools on your computer. The application may be launched by selecting the installed icons. Click finish to exit setup tree new. Download Embrola databases checkbox checked selected.
Download Embrola databases, we want that checked. Embrola databases are much rather like voices, although they do not contain any text to speech translation, so they can't be used just on their own unless you know how to write the actual code phonetically to make it speak. That is what eSpeak is here for. I'm going to press on the
finish
button and
on the Embrola project homepage, Microsoft Internet Explorer link visited 4% copying bin,
and we're at the page now. Now I press, we're going to use the US2 voice. If you remember
79%,
back
97%
in the actual recording earlier when I went and installed eSpeak, we wrote MB-US2. Now we have to find that voice in this huge list. I'm gonna press H.
Out of list 1, getting the Embrola binary heading level 5.
Press it again.
2, getting the Embrola voices.
Now I'm doing just gonna press I.
List with 74 items. Bullet F1, bullet F1, bullet F2. American English Mail 6.3 MB link mail technology.
Okay. Now
out of link space link S2.
US2, I'll press enter.
File download.
Now I'm gonna
all while files.
Open this.
Open copying bin and
now while this is downloading, I'm going to do a little bit of explaining. The eSpeak might overlap, but that's okay because all it's going to do is bring up an Explorer window. Once this comes up, we have to locate the US2 data file. The data file is a file with no file extension visible, and when you check the type of the file, all it will say is file. So that will be how you know whether it's the data file or not. And then once we find that, we will copy it to the clipboard. So you're not going to copy the whole US2 folder into the location. And I'll tell you where you copy it once this finishes downloading. It should be almost done. The status line will be updating that. Alright, should be nearly completed on that. It's about 6 megabytes. Alright. I see how we're going on that.
Downloading from site. http://tcts.fpms.ac.b/synthesis/embrola/.
I just pressed the insert key with the end key to figure out the status line there. Good, and still going ahead and
downloading from site, http://tcts.fpms.ac.b/synthesis/embrola/dba/us2/us2980812.zip internet 100%.
It should be almost complete. I don't see what the holdup here is, but,
my document record cont copying bin, my doc record copying bin.
Whatever the holdup is.
Link Mabel Technology. Link us to American English Mail 6.3 MB. Link Mabel Technology. Bullet. Link us 3. American English Mail 6.1 MB. Bullet. Link Mabel. Link us to American English Mail 6.3 MB.
Alright, come on.
My docu record comp copying bin and meta copying bin. Link us to American English http://tease link mabel techno link us to
okay,
American my docu record copying my document SP Embrola tool.
Yeah.
Copying bin.
I'm just gonna
link us to American ing.
Oh.
Copying bin and meta make my docu record copying my document record control copying bin.
Sorry about this.
Link us to.
I'm gonna type, just save it.
All while open, save, copy, save, second, save, bin, combo, save, file, download, dialog, saving, 3% on us to 980,000.
And it will download rather quickly. If the Explorer window opens before this finishes, then we'll just cancel out this, and we'll use the Explorer window. So in other words, it'll bring up a standard list view of files. This should not take too long.
10% on us too.
Although...
Cancel button, it, unknown, no next, can't close 23.8 kb/sec text, 14%.
Transfer rate, and that's probably not due to my connection. I do believe it is due to the server, that they are... No wonder it's not finished yet. Yes.
Close this dialog box, cancel button, 26.3 kb, 26.5 kb, 26.1 kb/sec text read only, C, doc 3min7sec 1.50 mb of 6.09 mb copied text, 26%.
Yeah, we're slowly making progress on that. It'd normally be done about now for my connection, but, well, it's the way it's gotta be sometimes, I suppose. So, let's just...
Copying my docu record for 32%, copying in my record 32% on us 33.
That wasn't gonna come up anytime soon on that. While this downloads, I'm gonna pause the recording.
Copying in my document record com rec...
Alright. I'm going to assume that that download is complete.
77% on 70...
Oh my gosh, it's not. It's at 77. Wow.
Can unknown. Can close 21.5 kb/sec text.
I don't understand this. My connection is never, ever like this. But, I'll just wait for it to finish. I mean, that's all we can do. You should hear the little noise.
89%.
Okay, it's at 89.
89%.
We're nearing completion. Maybe. Oh, yeah. Well. Alright. Should go ahead and...
5.8.
That, whoops. Well, I just heard that there's 10 seconds. I accidentally moved my mouse.
99%.
There it is. Now,
open button.
We're going to open this folder.
Pressed. RAS2980812.zip. Folder new list. RAS2NotSelected1of1.
I'll press enter.
Selected. Folder new list. TestNotSelected1of4.
Okay, there's a folder called test. That is not what you want. I'll press right arrow.
License.txt2of4. RAS23of4. RAS2.txt4of4.
So now, normally, your file extensions will probably not be shown. So in other words, all they'll look like is license, US2, US2. So what you're going to want to do is press Alt-Enter.
Compressed item properties dialog location. Original size, 6915 kb/2/2/8/8/14/1998/1:10 p.m. type. File 3872E88.
There it is, it just says file. That's good. And you notice the date says it was modified in 1998. Don't be concerned about that. That is perfectly okay. I'm going to press Control C. As in Charlie, to copy this to the clipboard, that's Control C. Now, I'm going to go into C:\Program Files.
Run dialog type select.
I believe on a 64-bit system, that will be... Try either program files x86 or just program files. I'm on a 32-bit system over here, so I'm not entirely sure on that.
Program files.
I'll go to eSpeak.
eSpeak. Folder new list.
eSpeak data.
Folder new list.
Now there's a folder called Umbrella.
Folder new list.
I'm in that Umbrella folder, and it is empty. You have to paste the data file for the voice that you want in here.
RAS2 1of1.
Now, we're done. Now, we can go to the SAPI 5.
Synthes. Microsoft speak. Umbrella.
Folder view list. RAS2 1of1.
Now, I'm gonna change that volume a little bit.
Rate. slider 65 L dot pitch, slider 50 LP. Volume 90, 80, 7, 6, 5, 40, 30, 20, 10.
Okay.
Pitch, slot rate.
You're gonna notice.
Voice.
When we get to the umbrella voice, NVDA or whatever your screen reader or application that will be using the voices, that program will appear to temporarily freeze. You'll see what I mean. I'm gonna down arrow.
EXDCAN.
There it is. You notice it's been silent. We have a license agreement showing on the screen right now. I just press enter.
Umbrella folder view list us to 1 of 1.
Wait.
Voice settings dialog.
Sorry.
Micro.
Try that again. There it is. There's the US2. I have to press enter.
You speak in the US2.
There we go. That's a lot better than the previous podcast where I thought it froze my system. So, there we go. You're hearing that in action.
Rate, slider 50 alt R, pitch, slider 50 alt P, volume, slider 100 alto, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 50.
Now, I can understand it at that rate because and it took me a while to be able to understand it at that rate, so I'm going to slow this down to the rate that I would recommend you start using this at.
Pitch, rate, slap, 40, 30, 20.
Here's the rate that I recommend you start using this at, and then take it up by 5%.
Umbrella folder view list, us to 1 of 1, us to 1 of 1. Configuration saved.
And you can even do it a little slower if you need to, or if you feel comfortable, you can of course do it faster, but this sounds much nicer than hearing a really bad e-speak at you.
Start menu, menu. Internet I1 of 8 opens your internet browser tooltip. Email I2 of 8 opens your email program so you can send or read a message tooltip. Start button.
Now, one thing I have to note about this, every time you restart your computer, you're going to have to press enter after you load your screen reader. When you come across the umbrella voice or when it's trying to use it. So what you're going to do, in the case of NVDA, you're going to hear the startup sound, and assuming that the umbrella voice is in your active configuration, after you hear the startup sound, wait about 10 to 15 seconds, and then press enter, because you will have to accept that license agreement. Umbrella is free, and they want to make sure that you know your terms, so they're making you accept that license agreement every time. I will have to see if there's a workaround to that. I will do some research on that and actually look at that dialogue with NVDA to see if there's a way that we can dismiss it completely. But for now, that is what you have to do, and that is all there is to it. It looks overwhelming, but if you just follow my instructions here, you can do this very effortlessly. And I will leave you now by hearing what the umbrella voice sounds like in action. To demonstrate, we're going to take you to the main eSpeak homepage.
Taskbar.
So, I'm going to leave it at this slower rate.
Umbrella icon 1 of 5. Umbrella folder. Taskbar. Us 2 icon 1 of 4. Us 2. Taskbar. Record control icon 1 of 3. Copying bin.
Now for me, of course, this is really slow and draggy, but
address cop select.
I'm doing it for you guys as good.
Speak. SF.
And I'll press enter and we'll just let it read.
Net 1% eSpeak. Speech synthesizer 100%. Visited link. Download link. eSpeak source forge page link. Link forum link. Link mailing list. Link usage link. Languages link. Documents link. Samples link. License. eSpeak is a compact open source software speech synthesizer for English and other languages for Linux and Windows. Visited link http://eSpeak.sourceforge.net. eSpeak uses a formant synthesis method. This allows many languages to be provided in a small size. The speech is clear and can be used at high speeds, but is not as natural or smooth as larger synthesizers, which are based on human speech recordings. eSpeak is available as list with 4 items: bullet, a command line program, Linux and Windows to speak text from a file or from STDIN. Bullet, a shared library version for use by other programs. On Windows, this is a DLL bullet, a SAPI 5 version for Windows, so it can be used with screen readers and other programs that support the Windows SAPI 5 interface. Bullet eSpeak has been ported to other platforms, including Solaris and Mac OS X. Out of list features, list with 9 items. Bullet includes different voices, whose characteristics can be altered. Bullet can produce speech output as a WAV file. Bullet SSML speech synthesis markup language is supported, not complete, and also HTML. Bullet compact size. The program, and its data, including many languages, totals about 1.4 MB. Bullet can be used as a front-end to Umbrella Diphone Voices. C-Link Umbrella.html.espeak converts text to phonemes with pitch and length information. Bullet can translate text into phoneme codes, so it could be adapted as a front-end for another speech synthesis engine. Bullet potential for other languages. Several are included in varying stages of progress. Help from native speakers for these or other languages is welcome. Bullet development tools are available for producing and tuning phoneme data. Bullet written in C out of list. I regularly use C-Speak to listen to blogs and news sites. I prefer the sound through a domestic stereo system rather than small computer speakers, which can sound rather harsh. Separator languages. The C-Speak speech synthesizer supports several languages. However, in many cases these are initial drafts and need more work to improve them. Assistance from native speakers is welcome for these or other new languages. Please contact me if you want to help. eSpeak does text-to-speech synthesis for the following languages, some better than others: Afrikaans, Albanian, Armenian, Cantonese, Catalan, Croatian, Czech, Danish, Dutch, English, Esperanto, Estonian, Finnish, French, Georgian, German, Greek, Hindi, Hungarian, Icelandic, Indonesian, Italian, Kannada, Kurdish, Latvian, Lajban, Macedonian, Malayalam, Mandarin, Norwegian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Serbian, Slovak, Spanish, Swahili, Swedish, Tamil, Turkish, Vietnamese, Welsh. Separator. The latest development version is at visited link eSpeak.sf.net/test/latest.html.separator. eSpeakEdit is a GUI program used to prepare and compile phoneme data. It is now available for download. Documentation is currently sparse, but if you want to use it to add or improve language support, let me know. Separator history. Originally known as Speak, and originally written for Acorn/Risk OS computers starting in 1995. This version is an enhancement and rewrite, including a relaxation of the original memory and processing power constraints, and with support for additional languages.
Okay. I just read that page. Now, that might not have sounded very expressive, but wait till you hear it. Now, there's one small problem with this that is not in the normal eSpeak Sappy 5.
Run dialog type.
Let's open up MS WordPad.
Desk document WordPad. Edit multiline. Blank.
We're going to turn on speaking of typed characters.
Speak typed characters on.
Now, when I'm going to type the capital I.
I.
It did not raise the pitch. However, when I press space.
I. Space.
That is where it raises the pitch. So it's a little bit glitchy with capitals. So what I would recommend you do is go into the voice settings.
Voice settings, dialog, voice.
And I think this is only a problem with NVDA, with that capital thing. So you're going to go to the capital pitch change percentage edit field.
Rate, pitch, volume, autumn, punk, capital pitch change percentage edit, selected 30.
See where voice settings. 30, you're going to change that to 0.
0, selection.
And then.
Say cap before capitals checkbox not checked alt C.
We're gonna turn on say cap for capitals.
Space checked.
Press enter and save. Now if you listen.
Cap I space blank.
It is much better.
Space cap I.
Now let's just write some text in. I wanna show you how expressive it can be.
Cap I. A M M L E T I G L E M. User R I E R O T O D S H W U U A O D H E P R E S A V E X I O U A D sound bang space cap O W wow bang.
Yeah, so
I cap I.
It's very responsive now. I'll just have this read.
I'm letting my user write to show you how expressive I sound. Wow.
So yes, you're noticing that it uses the same intonation technique as normal format eSpeak. We'll compare that.
Voice settings dialog.
Mike eSpeak end. Document. I'm letting my user write to show you how expressive I sound. Wow.
But it's using
eSpeak and
human speech.
Document word.
Configuration applied. Cap I.
Because if we listen to it.
I'm letting my user write to show you how expressive I sound. Wow.
So, yes. That is that. So, I will end the podcast here.
WordPad dialog.
thank you very much for listening.
No, but.
And I hope you can get something out of this, and it was, I enjoyed doing this up for you guys. So I will close down these.
My documents. Record.
Alright, thank you guys for listening.